Open your books. It's time for Cursive Club.
And down. And there's letter D. All right. And so now you can officially write a word.
That is Charisse Kennerson, a middle school teacher who runs the club in Alexandria, Virginia.
What are the two rules when it comes to cursive?
Two rules. Okay, one of them's got to be the biggie. You don't lift your pencil from the page. Don't pick it up.
Mary Louise, it sounds like you learned cursive in school.
Of course.
Well, the skill was booted out of most public schools when the Common Core standards in 2010 did not recommend teaching it.
And it is not back just for some after-school fun. More than two dozen states have introduced cursive back into their classroom.
Can I get another person to tell me the second rule? Yes.
Always tilt your paper or board, depending on which hand you use.
Exactly.
That is Conrad Thompson. She's 11 and a total pro and says Cursive Club is the most fun after-school option. She now has a special skill for her history class, reading the Declaration of Independence.
My teacher, Mr. Risen, has this huge copy, and I read it one time. I don't think anyone in my class can read cursive except me.
Love it. Now, she's not the only one, though, who is excited about cursive.
Pneumono ultramicroscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Across the classroom, that is 12-year-old Sandy Chandy. She is using her cursive to write one of the longest words in the English language.
Wait. I need to hear that word again.
Pneumono ultramicroscopic silico volcano coniosis again.
Okay, that is impressive skill.
But, you know, some experts are more skeptical of jumping on the cursive train. Like Steve Graham, a professor at Arizona State University. He has written many books about handwriting.
He says the most important thing is kids just need to learn how to write, whether it's cursive or print, less important.
One of these forms needs to be taught. I personally don't care which one.
In fact, he is a little sick of the cursive hoopla.
This is more a phenomena, an adult phenomena, of, you know, a feeling of something lost.
But other educators, like Sean Datchek, a professor of special education at the University of Iowa, says 2026 is a different learning environment, one where students need to learn loads of different communication methods.
As a country, we likely need to help our students become multimodal.
Multimodal. Datchek says multimodal means this generation needs to know how to write in cursive and use a computer and use AI, and the list goes on.
And on and on. The students in Mrs. Kennerson's cursive club certainly are becoming multimodal, like Antonio Benavides. His dad made him go to cursive club.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Cursive club, what do I need that for?
But now?
Yeah, okay, I like it.
When you go up, go back, and when you're coming back up, then that's when you plan to do your hoop.
Oh,
so look, up, go back down. When you come up here, you do your hoop.
Great job!
And Mrs. Kennerson's red apple candy jar, always sure to sweeten the deal.
I need to find the best one. Okay, quick. The Jolly Ranchers.
Maybe at the end of the day, kids just need to get bribed with candy.